And God has certainly answered that prayer.
Definitely.
And then some. And I just, the more I've spent time with Marco and just hearing his heart, I thought I would like you to hear his story. Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's my first time ever doing this, so kind of bear with me. I'm going to start with my name. My name's Marco Rodriguez, and I'm a California native. I was raised and grown and lived the fast life, reckless, you could say, a most definite product of my environment. I'm not here to glorify the lifestyle and only wish the best for those trapped in its web. My purpose for sharing parts of my old self with you is to show you what God has done in my life. He's made countless changes and allowed my choices in life to mold the old me. He's made countless changes and allowed my choices in life to mold the old me. His love for me carried me and carries me today. He's never left me, just as I am absolutely sure he forever remains with you. Unconditional love that forgives out of love and compassion over and over again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, well, it's hard knowing where to begin. Life has taken me so many places. Tested me emotionally, mentally, physically, through the fire, time and time again. Through it all, I'm still here, which is a miracle within itself. For my lips have tasted death's bitterness on a few occasions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His mercy has rescued me and restored me once again. What I'm sharing with you, today is to show you the power of God and what having him in your life is about, and to show you the difference and consequences when he is not. My story starts back when I was a child. Growing up hasn't been easy, to say the least. I grew up in misery, surrounded by pain and injustices. My family was and still is dysfunctional. I grew up in a violent home setting, ruled through fear and intimidation tactics. My mother and brother were held captive with me. There was always a threat of violence and injury. It got to the point that after years of constant abuse, I thought it to be normal to walk around bruised and wounded, a victim within my own home. I remember always getting in the way of a beating, where I in turn would become the main target, but my mind somehow would justify this because I could handle it and they couldn't, meaning my mother and brother. This was normal for me growing up and continued up until my 14th year of life. I was beaten close to death and on one particular day, sorry guys, I was beaten close to death on one particular day, and that was the last time my dad put hands on me, but I refused to cry and give him the satisfaction he was looking for. After this day, the physical aspect of it ceased, but the abuse continued. At home, I was just another victim, but inwardly, the fire began to grow, which took me so many years to realize has been nothing more than rage. Everywhere I go, I took rage with me. I hated everyone and everything around me. And my only intent was to give the world back every bit of pain that it has generously given me. As a child, I had no friends. No one wanted to play with me because of my anger and violent issues. Years of abuse made me wild and too much for most to handle. I wasn't afraid of no one but my dad. Didn't listen to anyone and had a gaping hole within my chest that nothing seemed to fill. I always felt like something was missing, like something was off in my life, and I began to look for something that could fill me and give me what I needed, which was family and a sense of belonging. I needed love and trust. And trust me when I tell you that I found it in all the wrong places. Around the age of 13 years old, I began my life with gangs. I was exactly what they were looking for I was violent and great at it. I found a place where being violent gave me love. The Carnales gave me a sense of family. They gave me a sense of belonging, and I loved the gang for it. And for many years, it was all I knew. These choices have brought me many consequences. I've seen many change and have done more than I cared to elaborate on. This lifestyle has shown me prison yards, death of many loved ones, so many I can write a list that can go full length down both my arms. Drugs, betrayal, happiness, and loss. A lot can happen in 22 years of active gang and criminal associations. The last time I was incarcerated was back in 2014, and I haven't seen had sex since. Glory to God. Glory be to God. At the age of 30 years old, God blessed me with my firstborn son. There had been a long time coming since I had wanted change in my life and slowly began to make these changes. It took me over 3 years to get out of the gang, and I did it with the blessing of the top dogs, which means no snitching, no dropping out, or having to deal with any further consequences. No declassifications. It wasn't easy, for they didn't want to let me go. But my reputation and longtime good standing status allowed for early retirement, you could say. Once I began having children, God started working on me and started awakening my heart and breaking the chains around it. I saw my son and I wanted different for him. And knew that I was going to have to be around to give it to him. I started to pray to God again and asked him to change me, which has been a work in progress for the last 8 years. Since then, I can tell you that I've been gang free for over 10 years and haven't seen cuffs or jail or prisons for over 8 years, which is a big blessing. Thank you, God. I am drug free and alcohol free. I can tell that the more I put into being one of God's children, the more I see him in my life. I still have a fighting spirit, but I no longer hurt gang members with it. God is taking this hate in my heart and giving me love in return. Back in the day, I didn't see God in my life, But now it is evident and I can find God's teaching and all. I've been through and I learned a lot. I am grateful that he has never given up on me and he will never give up on me. And he will never give up on you. I still have problems and still deal with a lot of ups and downs. The difference now is that I know God is with me and I am with God, and that's all that matters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I labeled it from the concrete jungles to the Garden of Eden. And that's what I see this place as. Thank you.